The ongoing investigation into the murder of Aisling Murphy, her grieving family's walk along the canal bank where she was murdered, and yesterday's brief but dignified centenary's commemoration at Dublin Castle are the stories and images which dominate your front pages this morning. The Irish Times leads with the line that the investigation into Aisling Murphy's murder remained focused last night on a man being treated for a variety of wounds in a Dublin hospital. We're told that the man's DNA was being cross-checked against a DNA profile taken from the crime scene and forensic evidence found on a mountain bike. DNA to nail Aisling's killer is the lead headline in the Irish Sun. The man, who is being described as a person of interest in the investigation, who came to the attention of Gardaí after being alerted by staff at a Dublin hospital that a man was being treated there for unexplained injuries, must be mentally assessed before being interviewed. While the Times reports that it was unclear last night when the man might be interviewed, the Irish Independent leads with the line that Gardaí may begin interviewing him as early as today. The lead story in the Irish Daily Mail focuses on the search for a weapon at houses in Tullamore and Dublin yesterday, which Gardaí believe was used in the fatal attack on the 23-year-old schoolteacher. For its lead story, the Irish Examiner reports that mourners gathered to pay their respects at Aisling's family home last night, while vigils in her memory continued to take place in Ireland and around the world. Aisling's parents, Raymond and Kathleen, her brother Cathal and sister Amy are all pictured on the front of today's Irish Daily Star and Irish Daily Mirror, walking along the Grand Canal yesterday at the spot where she was murdered. The hardest walk is the headline in the Mirror, while the Star opts for Walk of Love. Elsewhere on the front pages, the Irish News leads with claims by former civil rights campaigner, 82-year-old Killian McNichol, that the Irish Army was minutes away from invading Northern Ireland to highlight the plight of nationalists facing a sectarian onslaught in the late 1960s. For its lead story, the Belfast Telegraph reports on comments made by former UUP leader Mike Nesbitt that a proposal being put forward by the DUP for MPs to remain in the Assembly, which would allow DUP leader Geoffrey Donaldson to fight the Stormont election in May while continuing to serve as an MP, would make Vladimir Putin blush. The Times and Examiner both run with front page pictures from yesterday's centenary commemoration to mark the handover of Dublin Castle. And also on the front of the Examiner, it's reported that an audit of the pandemic unemployment payment, which was completed in August 2020, found that one applicant received just under €3,000 despite not having worked in the previous 15 years. The random sample of 100 claims made in the early months of the pandemic found that one-fifth of recipients did not satisfy criteria for the full time span for which they were being paid. Over €9 billion has been paid out via the PUP to date, with 75,000 people still in receipt of the payment. At the other end of the scale, The Independent reports this morning on a call from Oxfam Ireland for a wealth tax on billionaires, who were told added an estimated €18 billion to their wealth during the pandemic. And finally, from billionaires to millionaires, in common with a number of today's papers, The Times reports that Saturday's winning lotto ticket was sold in County Mayo, although a change to the regulations has put a limit on the number of times the jackpot can be rolled over. Conor Pope reports that Saturday's jackpot was won by a natural winner who matched all six numbers to scoop the country's biggest ever lotto jackpot of €19 million.